Echever, we're preparing for the Yontav Achron Shal Pesach, which is the Yontav of Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to ask ourselves, what's the Chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf? I mean, yes, it was a spectacular miracle of the splitting of the sea. But like the Maisa, there were 10 spectacular miracles already. Like, it's pretty cool that all the water turned to blood. And that there was hail with fire and ice existing together. And then when God said it would happen, all the firstborns died. Like, one after another, those are just as incredible, just as amazing, just as mind-boggling. Like, what was so much of a chiddush that we're singing every day of our lives, Al Yashir? And that's the one we look at, as the culmination of Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Medrash says, Nechon kis'acha me'oz, that Hashem's throne was finally settled in this world from Az Yashir, from that moment. Like something about that, what was that, that was so transformative in this world, and that we're still singing about and still living off? Az Yashir, in the future, for us, more than the Makos, more than anything else. So I want to share Kedushas Levi. You should all look it up. It's in Parshas B'Shalach. Incredible Kedushas Levi. You know, when did the sea split? We all know what happened. The Nachshon ben Aminadav. One year jumped in. And that's when the sea split. Rav Levi Yitzchak, he asks, when Nachshon ben Aminadav, when he jumped in, what was his mindset? There's two possibilities, he said. One was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayisau. Right? Hashem says to Moshe, stop, daven, just go. He says, God says, jump. I say, oh, hi, with Mesiras Nefesh, and he was willing to give up his life for God. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Vinu, shecht your son, Vayashkim Avram Baboker. So Nachshon ben Aminadav said, Vayisau, I'm going to jump in, and that's it, Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem. It's one possibility. Other possibility was that he had so much emunah and so much bitachon, and he knew that Hashem's taking them out of Mitzrayim, and he wasn't going to do this just to destroy them and to kill them. And that even though he saw this raging river in front of him, and it made absolutely no sense, but he wasn't jumping in to be Moser Nefesh, he was jumping in to live for Hashem. And the Kedushas Levi says, Das is Emes. He says, that's why he jumped in. And that's what was going to go on. And therefore, it's a whole different world of emunah. There's an emunah that Hashem is there, and Hashem runs the world, and whatever he tells me to do, I'm going to do. And it's all up to him, and that's beautiful, and that's wonderful, and that's a level, it's a madrega. But a higher madrega is, not only does Hashem run the world, and not only is everything up to him, and not only do I owe my life to him, but I know it's all going to be good, and all is good. And that's the emunah of Kriyas Yamsuf. Because that's what created Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's the great establishment of the kingdom of Hashem in the world. Nechon kis'acha me'oz. To know komadav ramal tava. Gamzu l'toivet. All is good and all going to be good. And we have no worries. It's the highest emunah. And that's why all the other miracles, which we saw the hand of God, but maybe it was then, it won't be another time. No. This was saying, Hashem yimloch li'olam vayed. Not just Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olamedi. He's always going to be by our side, and it's always going to end good. And I know it. And I believe it. And the Kedushas Levi continues, he says, we have to know and believe it, and the more we know and believe it, the more it's going to be. Because as the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem Silcha, Hashem is my tzel, my shadow. What happens with your shadow, the Baal Shem Tov says? When I jump, my shadow jumps. When I raise my hand, my shadow raises its hand. Hashem Silcha. When I have this emunah that Hashem's taking care of me and it's all good, it is all good. Hashem Silcha. But I have to have the emunah. I have to have that emunah. That's the emunah of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the emunah of Nachshon ben Aminadav. That's the emunah we need to have. Hashem brought me a matana. If you take the gematria, Vizeh Yisod B'Kriyas Yamsuf. And this is the Yisod in Kriyas Yamsuf. What is the Yisod? 1076. Vizeh Yisod B'Kriyas Yamsuf. Exactly, Gematria. Shira Lifnei Yeshua. That the Shira comes before the Yeshua. What's Pshat? When I know it's good, I know Hashem's watching me. I'm not even waiting for the Yeshua to happen. I'm already singing. I'm already good. Nachshon Ben Aminadav was already good. I'm jumping in. It didn't split yet. It didn't split yet. I'm jumping in. It's all good. Because I know Hashem's taking care of me. Shiro, lifnei the Yeshua. I'm always good. I'm always good. Because I have my Tati as the God. The God of the world is my Tati. Shiro lifnei Yeshua. That's the moon of Chris Yamsas, the godless of Chris Yamsas. That's Nechoin Kis Achem Yoz. That's the throne of Hashem that's watching over each and every one of us always. Pes Hashem, we should baruch, we should be zoiche to internalize this emunah during these last final days of Pesach. When that emunah, Chazal say, was emunah that took us out of Mitzrayim, it's that emunah that's going to take us out of this gullus with the Gula Shleima, with Yishech Hakeinu, B'mher B'meinu, and a Heil Gishabes Kodesh, and a beautiful Yom Tov.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh